At the end of an explosive week in the Trump administration, we spoke with Vice President Mike Pence at his home on the grounds of the Naval Observatory here in Washington. We began by asking him about the New York Times op-ed and the more than two dozen high-ranking Trump administration officials who have denied writing it. In the past, yeah. Respectfully, I mean, you suffered when you were lied to by Michael Flynn. I mean, he was fired for lying to you. What do you believe the denials this time?
I do, because I know the men and women who serve with us in this cabinet. But I also do because whoever wrote that editorial and the narrative that comes out of some other writings recently just doesn't know what really happens in this White House. I've seen this president in action. Is he demanding? Yes. Is he a strong leader who expects things done yesterday? Yes. But for someone to say that what we've accomplished in the last 18 months is in spite of this president's leadership is just reflects an ignorance about President Trump and about our administration.
One of the claims made in the op-ed is that there had been discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment to even remove the president from office. Have you ever been part of a conversation about that?
No, never. And why would we be, Margaret? I mean, the truth of the matter is, over the last 8 years, despite what we heard from President Obama on Friday.
And by the time I left office, household income was near its all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low, and wages were rising, and poverty rates were falling. I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
I mean, this country was struggling. I mean, it was the weakest economic recovery since the Great Depression, because having inherited a recession, President Obama's answer was to raise taxes, to double the national debt, to increase regulation, to pass Obamacare into law, to stifle
American
energy.
He says the economic upswing began on his watch.
Well, I know he said that, but I don't think too many Americans noticed it.
You said that there are other writings that you also think are inaccurate here. Bob Woodward had this book that just is about to come out describing in detail a number of incidents inside the White House where he basically describes people around the president trying to protect the country from him. What is it that you think is inaccurate in his description?
Well, the only thing that's wrong about that narrative is everything, because it shows a complete misunderstanding of how this White House works. I mean, what President Trump provides for this country every day is strong and decisive leadership in the Oval Office. The narrative that I've picked up in not only this book, but the opinion editorial suggests that things are happening in spite of the president's leadership, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, our founders envisioned all executive power be invested in the president of the United States, and the American people should know all the progress that we're making is a result of the fact that President Trump engages in debate, he gets all of the facts, and he's not afraid
Woodward
to make a decision and move forward.
He spoke to 100 people, he has recordings, he has notes to back up these firsthand accounts. I mean, one of the instances was he said that the president was stopped from tweeting about withdrawing U.S. personnel from South Korea because North Korea would view it as an act of war. These are specific instances. Are you saying they didn't happen?
What that suggests, and what I get from other examples and narratives, is that people are managing the president when, in fact, what happens in the White House every day, Margaret, is the president invites opinions. He tends to put people around the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office who have diverse views, and he invites a vigorous debate over what policies ought to be embraced. Then he makes a decision, and we go forward, whether it's foreign policy, domestic policy, whether it's legislation on Capitol Hill.
And you think he respects those advisors?
That's exactly the kind of leadership the American people wanted when they elected President Donald Trump.
But some of the instances here are really specific. The president publicly has mocked Jeff Sessions, but in this book, these are specific instances of disregarding the Commerce Secretary to his face, insulting other cabinet officials. Do you dispute all of these examples?
Well, I would tell you, I know this president has great respect for the men and women who serve in this cabinet. And these accounts are very foreign to me. And I'm just not aware of instances where they've occurred and or where they would occur. But look, I want to stipulate that working in the White House is not for everybody. I mean, this president is tough. He's demanding. He wants things yesterday. And I think it's one of the reasons why we've accomplished so much in such a short period of time. I mean, the truth is, I think President Donald Trump is the most accomplished president of my lifetime, and I think already one of the most successful presidents in American history.
Do you think people should be fired because of this?
Well, I truly believe that that whoever penned this opinion editorial should do the honorable thing and resign. I mean, the truth of the matter is that the opinions that they expressed are not only deceitful and false, but they're also un-American, and they represent an assault on our democracy.